hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show. You have Sharon and
Lucy,
and we are the Chemo Girls. We hope you're having a fantastic day today. We just celebrated with the rest of the country National Cancer Survivors Day.
That's right. It was on June 1st this year.
That's right. And this is something I was completely unaware of until Lucy brought it to my attention, I am ashamed to say.
Well, you know, thanks to that awesome new creation called Facebook, that's the way I found out about it. A friend of mine had posted last Sunday that it was National Cancer Survivors Day, and let's celebrate. And actually, I was writing a blog that day on something else, and I thought, holy moly, I better change my blog.
Shift gears.
And let's shift gears and put that one in the can for a little bit later. And I wrote a blog about what it is to celebrate National Cancer Survivor Day.
Right. And so what all did you learn about this?
Well, Sharon, isn't that odd that neither one of us had ever heard about it before, but it goes back to 1988.
Holy cannoli.
And it was birthed at the second national conference meeting on the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship and
Albuquerque. That's what we called it when we were little. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's right. That's right. And so it has been celebrated as a day of survivorship ever since that time that it was launched, 1988.
Well, it's been around for a while, and it looks to me like people celebrate in a multitude of ways.
That's right. You know, I think that next year we need to make a voice. And our community of Southeast Georgia, we need to bring some enlightenment to our communities as to the day. Like we just said, we never heard about it before. And we hear about all the other days. We hear about October, you know, as, you know, the whole month of October
breast cancer awareness.
And other months are colon cancer, and other months are this and that and the other. But I think we have to take it on as a mission.
Oh, I do
too. To bring this to Southeast Georgia, that there is a day that we're putting aside and we're celebrating with a parade, some type of walk or run. You know how popular those are. An art exhibit, some type of health fair. You've been wanting to do some type of ball.
Oh, yeah.
So this would be a great time for us to
a color run or a mud run.
Yeah. Wow, that's extremes.
It is. That's my personality.
Ball to mud run.
How about a mud run in a ball dress? No, we would never do that.
You and I?
No.
Never. But I think if you keep me accountable the first of next year, let's do that. Let's make sure that your little community and my little community knows that it's National Cancer Survivor Day.
Well, and I think that the reason this is so important is because people are completely unaware about the reality of life post-cancer treatment. And they do believe that once treatment's over, if you're not having a recurrence, that you're hunky-dory. And you are hunky-dory because you're glad to be here.
That's right.
And that's the primary thing. However, most people who have been through cancer treatment, you know, there are repercussions that you live with.
That's right. And did you know, Sharon, that there are over 14 million cancer survivors that are amongst us today
that are walking that new normal.
That's right, the new normal. And like you just said, I think the perception of a person who has gone through cancer, as soon as they're through with treatment and their skin returns to the normal coloring and the hair starts growing back and they go back to work and everything seems to be okay, people do not realize that life has been changed, probably forever, for someone who has gone through.
Oh, sure, because there are
cancer treatment,
emotional considerations. You know, do you know that some Cancer patients walk through their life after cancer treatment with a form of PTSD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Not all of us guys, but yeah. It happens. And some people have financial concerns mm-hmm. that really rock the boat for some time.
Yeah. Some people have extensive medical limitations, such mm-hmm. as, you know, our good friend Sharon, mm-hmm. who actually got our first backpack.
Yes, she did.
You know, as a company. You had the backpacks going before that, but the first yeah. got your backpack, she received.
That's right.
Sharon now suffers with extreme neuropathy mm-hmm. as a result of her chemotherapy.
Well, and you know, your relationships can be affected.
Yeah.
Your, you know, intimacy can be affected. And no one person has all of these things going on, and a lot of people, thankfully, have very few of them going on.
Right.
But for a little bit of recognition and a little bit of education for the community that, yes, we're delighted these people are still with us, but, you know, from diagnosis forward, your cancer story has still been written in the sand.
That's right. And I think that's what the goal of the coalition was.
Mm-hmm.
Way back, they formed the National Cancer Survivors Day Foundation, which oversees the day of celebration. But really, according to the director of that foundation, it's, quote, a day for cancer survivors to stand together and show the world what life after cancer looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a great thing. And, you know, it's not even just that you need people to sympathize with you or any one person wants to speak out about what's happening with them. But if a community is aware,
mm-hmm.
then they can step up and consider financial assistance for those people that are hit hard.
That's right.
Or, you know, they can, a lot of folks have a hard time with exercise and fatigue and such ongoing.
Right.
And I know my little community here, our heart unit, they do rehab following heart surgeries, heart attacks, that kind of thing at the hospital.
Right.
That unit has now started doing rehab for our breast cancer patients specifically.
That is awesome.
It is. And then they pass off to the Y, and the Y mm-hmm. has that Live Strong program.
That's right.
And then that really, by the time they're finished with that, they're ready to fall into mainstream as long as they keep up with their physical conditioning. But until 6 months ago, the heart unit had no idea that this was yeah. even an area that they could assist with.
That's right.
Without the education.
That's right. And I think we've learned through some of our visits to various hospitals and such, and our partnering with hospital groups, that now there's a mandate that mm-hmm. hospitals offer wellness programs mm-hmm. after treatment, after
for
chemotherapy.
Sure.
And so there is a wonderful push. Birthing of new mm-hmm. information that's coming out post-chemotherapy.
Well, truly, and I've said this before, guys, but, you know, after chemotherapy, I'm coming up on my 12th year, and so I really thought that I had become lazy, that I was just aging, you know, all these things. But I wasn't aging at the same rate as my age peers. I would watch them and I would feel like I feel older than they do. But until we got into podcasting this past year,
right.
I had no idea that there is a new normal. Nobody ever said it to me.
Yeah.
I really, and it's not that they should have, it's just this huge epiphany to
mm-hmm.
me. And I think that we can serve people better than this. As a community, as a survivor, I feel a responsibility.
Absolutely.
To do that for the newbies, you know, stepping out of that clinic. You
absolutely.
Know, we talk about the girl or the man going in for
yeah.
the first treatment. We also have to be concerned about them stepping out
yeah.
of the clinic following the last treatment.
You know, I don't think that there's any ill harm or anything
no.
that comes with any of this, but it makes me think about being a really young speech pathologist doing my last clinical internship. And I was able to do that at a Veterans Administration hospital
mm-hmm.
in Georgia. And it was a phenomenal experience. I had two top-notch clinical supervisors to work under. But they, at this particular hospital, they did a lot of head and neck surgeries for cancer. And so we were required actually to go into two laryngectomies as part of our training to study the muscles. The doctors, as they were doing the procedures, they would be pointing out different parts of the neck and the structure and the muscles. And it was really a great learning experience.
Oh, yeah.
But as interns, we were also the ones that were in charge of seeing some of these patients post-surgery. And Sharon, I can't tell you the number of people who had their larynx removed and got out of surgery and had no idea that they would not be able to talk.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as a speech pathologist,
because
we
did that. The doctor's concern was saving his life. He had cancer of the throat. So the main concern is, let's do this, but, you know, the follow-up is sometimes not there. And, of course, that's been 30-something years ago, and I'm sure that there have been advances in the medical field about education of that sort. But it's almost the same way, don't you think, sometimes with oncologists? Their job is to save a life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
And they know what to do to save a life or attempt to save the life to the best of their ability.
Right.
But I think up until just recently, there's been this lack of knowledge on the importance of what to expect afterwards.
Right. I think you need to know what to expect during treatment, and you need to know what to expect about how that's going to affect you ongoing.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that's what the sisterhood's all about.
That's
in terms
right.
of breast cancer. You know, we need to be there for each other and
yeah,
you know, educate each other and help each other get through. But this is just really taken to a much broader
right.
scale with this,
that's right.
this
it's,
day.
It's a way to educate communities as to the need to continue support for people who have gone through cancer treatment.
Right. Right. So, well, Lucy, do we have anything else to cover on this topic, or is that a wrap?
I think that's about it, Sharon. I think our objective today was just to bring awareness to survivorship.
Right.
And what does that mean to our listeners? I think that means if you are a friend or a loved one of someone that has cancer or has had cancer, always remember that life didn't just go back to being exactly the way it used to be for that person, you know, to recognize that and to recognize their differences, you know. You and I love to talk about extending grace, right?
Yes, that's right.
You know, it's kind of like that. Excuse the moments of cloudiness of the brain and, you know, lack of energy. Organizational skills can sometimes be a little affected because of post-chemo effect.
Yeah, and don't expect that they will be able to take off on a celebratory trip to the Bahamas.
That's
because
right.
the treatment itself may have really dwindled
yeah.
the the financial chest, you know. So just try to be a little sensitive.
That's right. And if you're the patient out there listening, just know, again, that life has a new normal for you. And many people bounce back and do just great, but some people are left with some residual effects. And, you know, that's just you now.
Yeah.
And you work within the confines of who you are.
That's right. And thrive where you are.
Uh-huh.
And know that you're not alone. You know, there are many of us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think this is all very good stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Sharon.
Lucy.
It's that time.
Yeah, it is that time.
It's the time for not just surviving, but
thriving. Tidbit of the day.
That's right.
And Lucy, I think that you had something for us today.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it kind of parallels what we've been talking about. It has to do with my work.
Mm-hmm.
and my office, and mm-hmm. I've got a great office group.
Yes, you do.
You know, you've been a little part of our group here the last few weeks, coming and helping us
hanging out with everybody
summertime. But we went through a little time not too long ago that there was a little strife,
mm-hmm.
and I've been a speech pathologist for a lot longer than this, but I've been in private practice myself for about 16 years, and I really never had to deal with strife before.
Right.
And so it was new for me, and I didn't like it.
Right.
And I moaned and groaned about it, and it was awkward, you know, to put it simply, it was awkward mm-hmm. to have strife. But you know what? We got on the other side of it.
That's right.
And I look back and I know why it happened,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it happened in order to call attention to some things that needed change.
Right.
You know? And because of that, we have a new normal.
Yes, we do.
We've had to make some changes in policy and expectations and so forth and so on, but they were needed. And we're having to adjust, mm-hmm. you know, still today
mm-hmm.
to our new little changes. But what I look back on out of that experience was it was tough to go through, you know, heartbreaking and feelings hurt and all that good stuff, you know, but there was a reason. And I'm not saying that people have cancer for a reason to teach them anything like that. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm just saying that we can take the negatives in life and we can get on the other side of them and we can turn those into positives.
Yes.
And we can learn from them and grow.
Lemonade from lemons and all of that.
That's right. So that's my tidbit of the day.
Very good, Lucy. Yeah, that's hard. It's hard when people are walking through something difficult to ever think that anything good could possibly come from something this horrible.
Yeah.
And you can allow something good
that's
in
right.
the end
mm-hmm.
to shake out so that it feels worthwhile.
That's right.
So excellent, Lucy. Thank you so much. And guys, I think we're going to cut out on you now, but come back and see us next week for another topic, hopefully nice and interesting to you. Feel free to go to our show page and submit a topic if there's something that's burning in your mind and your heart. You can find the show page at www.thecancersurvivorshow.com. And then you can also go and check out our blog. We try to cover a lot of similar topics on the blogs. You go to our other website page, which is www.mychemococktailandme.com. You go to the press button on the top bar, and it will drop down, and you click on blog. So, until next time,
mm-hmm.
I guess it's just Sharon and Lucy. And as always, we're not just surviving, but
thriving with you.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye, my friend.